I felt the grains of sand throw from my hands between my fingers. I heard the rushing of the waves, the crying of the gulls. The joyful shouting of children around me became dim and muffled. It was as though my mind had become a microscope, and as I gazed down at my hand, my fingers burst into song.
Small enough number to easily work with, yet it's the third power of 2, so it's a really useful number in computing.
Why?
Because computers count by seeing if a transistor is on or off, just 2 states. They use a binary system to count, just the digits 0 and 1. They use powers to reach higher numbers.
What's a power? Sounds magical.
Not magical, but amazingly useful. Power is when you multiply a number by itself a certain number of times. So 2 to the power of 3 is 2 times 2 times 2, which is 8. And 10 to the power of 2 is 10 times 10, which is 100.
So 10 to the power of 3 would be what? 10 times 10 times 10? 1,000?
Yep. It's really easy to talk about huge numbers when you use powers. Much easier than writing loads of zeros. For example, some scientists think that the number of atoms in our galaxy is around 10 to the power 69. That's really quick to write down, whereas writing 1 followed by 69 zeros would take a really long time and you'd probably make a mistake.
And what about very small numbers?
Powers can deal with those too, no problem. You just make the power number, the exponent, a negative number. So 10 to the power minus 2 means 1/100. And 10 to the power minus 35 meters is about as small as anything in the universe can be. It's called the Planck length.
That would have to be an extremely short Planck.
All right, clever, clever. Not that sort of Planck. It's named after Max Planck. He worked it out. He was a clever guy.
Thanks for the explanation.